Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. If you have a smartphone, then starting tomorrow, you can go on a mobile literary adventure in the Back Bay. It's part of the Boston Book Festival, and you just download an app and use your mobile device to listen to a story that changes depending on your location. 8 Boston area writers contributed, and I spoke with 2 of them, Henriette Lazaridis Power and Ethan Gilsdorf. I started by asking if people have to be in Copley Square, where the book festival is being held, to listen to the start of the story.
They don't have to be right there, but it is best if they stand on the front steps of the Boston Public Library, because that's where the very first segment begins.
And then as you walk, does the story automatically change with you as you change location, or do you have to tap something into your smartphone to tell it you're moving?
When you finish the end of a segment, you'll see another little pin pop up on your map, and you'll tap that, and it'll start playing the next segment.
Let's set the scene for the story that people will hear. It's about a couple that met on an online dating site, and they're now on their first date. For the first date, they're using a Groupon to go and have high tea at the Boston Public Library. Let's listen to the end of the first segment, which you recorded, Henriette. Here's the main character deciding whether to stay on her date with Johan.
It says he's reaching into the pocket of his wrinkled coat, that you glimpse something, a quick, bright gleam. What was that, you ask? What? He looks cagey. I thought I saw something, Johan just says. So, 2 finales? To stay with Johan, turn right along Dartmouth and turn left onto St. James. To go your own way, turn left along Dartmouth and turn right onto Boylston.
Okay, so Ethan Gilsdorf, from there, participants can choose those 2 paths. Give us a quick sense of what happens in the stories if you choose those 2 separate paths. You didn't write those 2, but you did write what comes after.
So on one path, very briefly, without giving away too much of the story, she ditches the date and she runs into some interesting characters who are sitting there on Copley Square. There's a psychic and a psychic in training, and the character gets an invitation to be part of a reality TV show. So that's option A. And the other option is you stay with the date. This character of Johan has some interesting insights into you, the protagonist, who is the person listening.
You wrote the chapter that comes after that. Could you read a portion of that chapter?
Sure. Well, he says, if you want more tea, you know how to find me. Right-o. You exchange a couple more awkward phrases, give him a consolation hug and pat on the back, and watch him turn left on Clarendon and duck under the colonnade behind Trinity Church. Good riddance. Objective reached.
Were authors like you asked to try to pick out a lot of landmarks that were distinctive on a particular Boston street when they wrote their stories?
Absolutely. So as people are walking down the street, we hope that they're going to look up and go, oh yeah, there's the Hancock Tower, just like, you know, I'm hearing in the story at this moment.
What do you hope people get out of this as they walk around the city listening to a story that changes depending on where in Boston they are?
I think they get the experience of really participating in a story as it's happening and being physically immersed in the setting at the same time that they're able to choose a little bit, choose the path that the story will take. I think it's one of those wonderful ways in which you can really be immersed in narrative.
You're not just absorbing or, you know, taking in a narrative that's sort of already there for you. You get to have some options and hopefully be taken on a ride that is unexpected.
Ethan, when you heard the chapter that came after your chapter, did you have the experience that that's not the way you had hoped it would go?
You know, a little bit, but what was wonderful about the collaborative process, it was a lot of give and take, and of course it was actually really quite wonderful to see what someone else had done with what you had given them.
For me, it was, I've always been on sports teams my whole life, and it was an opportunity to bring the experience of the sports team to writing and put together a good team that would work together really well and have fun working together.
And while you were on sports teams, I was playing Dungeons and Dragons in high school, so... For those gamers out there and geeks, this is sort of like a walking, you know, a walking role-playing game, in a way.
The athletes and the geeks came together to make a good
story. We did.
Story. That's right. Ethan and Henriette, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Local writers Henriette Lazaridis Power and Ethan Gilsdorf both contributed to the Choose Your Own Literary Adventure Project that starts tomorrow as part of the Boston Book Festival in Copley Square. For more information, go to the festival's website or to WBUR.org.